Yes, indeed, and we are very much enjoying entering into this communion of light with you, and we are finding ourselves quite pleased and quite honored to be connecting with you in all of the ways that we are doing so here today. And as we enter into this conversation today, we like to say that the topic is how to ask for what you want. And quite specifically, we want to speak with you today about the very delicious idea that thoughts are how you interpret vibration in meaningful ways. And this is where we begin. The wonderful thing about this conversation series, and the thing that we are most looking forward to, is really all that we will be doing throughout this series of conversations and the series of workshops that we will be having with you is reminding you and explaining to you how something that you are doing all of the time, every day, moment by moment, actually works. When we talk about how to ask for what you want, we're really talking about the metaphysics of vibration. What we're really talking about is how it is that you communicate to you about what it is that you're wanting to bring into physical focus. What's very interesting about this, from our perspective, is that this is something that you do all of the time. You would not be able to stand up, to walk across the floor, to have a bite to eat, to look out a window. You would not be able to breathe in or breathe out if you were not doing this constantly. Your physical reality is entirely dependent and entirely rises up from the constant vibrational signal that you are sending out to all the thoughts that you have created that have assembled the reality that you're living in. So what we're doing here is we're building on something that you already are doing, although you may not be conscious of doing it. You may also not be aware of how this is not a linear experience, as in the sort of thing that might happen if you were to go up to a vending machine and you put in your coins and you press the button, and then the thing that corresponds to that button that you see in the window drops down to the bottom and you pull it out of the tray. It would be really interesting if your physical experience would be like that, because you would be constantly pushing all sorts of buttons. You'd be pushing the button for oxygen, but with a nice little nitrogen mix. You'd be pushing the button for the assembly of things that you want in order to eat, things that you want in order to enjoy your life. But you'd have to be doing them all the time, all the time, all the time, all the time, all the time. So what has happened over time, and how you got here, and how the people before you got here, is that you have a series of thoughts that you are thinking about the reality that you are experiencing. These thoughts, in many ways, are quite basic. They're quite simple. And in many ways, they're actually very complex. Sometimes we refer to these as a constellation of thoughts. So when you think of something that you really like, for example, and you think of all of its qualities that you enjoy, that's a constellation of thoughts about a single object or a single idea. And so that constellation of thoughts is like a series of small little thoughts that you could think of perhaps as planets that orbit a single star, and that star is just the idea of whatever it is that you're thinking of. So in these conversations here today and throughout the next 20 days, as we continue going forward, going forward, going forward, we're going to be talking to you again and again about the very basic idea that thoughts are simply how you interpret vibration in meaningful ways. So first there's vibration, and then thought coalesces around that. And thought is how you interpret the vibration. In many ways, what happens is you encounter an idea vibrationally, and as you're resonating with it, in whatever way that may be, and sometimes that resonance feels good and sometimes it doesn't. However it is that you're resonating with it, thoughts then begin to arise that you then use as a way to interpret what it is that you're experiencing. Sometimes the thoughts are rather basic, as we say. Sometimes they're connected to thoughts that involve language. So you might have a thought where you interpret what you're experiencing in words. Even if you don't say them out loud, you're at least thinking them. Sometimes thoughts arise in terms of images or pictures. Sometimes thoughts arise as a combination of these things, or as sense memories, such as words that you heard, or images that you saw, or a feeling that you had that involved your body in some way. As these thoughts arise, what you give your attention to is what you start bringing more and more of into your experience. And there are plenty of thoughts that arise like this over and over and over again that you don't really ever pay much attention to. There are passing thoughts that you have. Some of the more extreme examples are there are passing thoughts that you have about things that could happen to you that you don't want, but you don't really pay attention to them, so they just sort of pass through and you don't really notice them so much. You might realize they're happening at the time, but because it seems preposterous or unlikely to you, or it's just not anything you're interested in, you just keep going and they move on as well. Now, a thought is an idea that has taken shape. It's a vibration that takes on physical form in some way. Now, it may not actually have weight and substance to it. It may not have dimension, but it does become real. And the reason why that happens is because you're the thought interpreter. Your position in physical reality is the one place where what you are thinking about, what you're relating to vibrationally, becomes a thought. It's where physical reality forms itself. You, in a sense, are the way in which your reality becomes what it becomes. Now, we're not talking about your body, because that's just another series of complex, interesting thoughts. We're talking about your mind, and your mind is not located in any one place in physical reality. In a way, we could say that the physical reality that you exist in, that you experience through your physical form, is actually a subset of the thoughts that you're thinking in your mind. Now, you can tell this because when you sleep, for example, and this is a very direct way that you experience it, and you have nighttime dreams, you often drift off into various versions of this physical reality, and sometimes you move off into other realities that have nothing to do with the physicality that you know in your waking time. Now, the only reason we're saying all of these things is because this is the basis by which we are going to build conversation after conversation after conversation. The assumptions we're bringing to the table here are pretty straightforward. You have the experience of your physical reality plainly arising from the thoughts that you're thinking, and the thoughts that you're thinking are the ways in which you interpret the vibrational experience that you have, and the ways in which you resonate with different things that you encounter vibrationally. So, thoughts are just how you interpret vibration in meaningful ways. Your thoughts follow certain patterns that are unique to you. You have whole arrays in which you think about all manner of things that just go all the way across the board, from soup to nuts, really. And they have certain patterns, and they have certain qualities, and they have certain intensities and certain ways of showing up here and showing up there, all of which are completely unique to you. They have your unique signature across them. Just in the same way that you could look at anything that you write with a pen. Your handwriting, even when you're writing in one way or another, there's still certain qualities and characteristics to it that are pretty much similar, that have been pretty much the same way since first you began to write. Perhaps not completely all the time, all in every way, but there's a certain flow or a certain manner or a certain method that goes across time. Certainly that is true with your physical experience. Your physical experience has your stamp on it in every way possible that you can imagine, and in ways that you probably can't even imagine. So the thoughts that you are having are your interpretation of your vibrational experience, put in meaningful ways. And the reason why we use the phrase meaningful ways is because these are ways that have meaning to you, but may not have meaning to anyone else. They're very specific to you. They carry your signature. They carry your stamp. They point back to you as the creator of the experience or the thought. And this is how you go about creating your reality. So in terms of how you ask for what you want, the simple answer to the question, but it's the thing we'll be talking about for the next 20 days, is you think a thought. Your thought begins to take form, and if left unimpeded, will evolve into physical manifestation. Now, every thought that you think instantly is manifested. It just may not have a physical manifestation, but there is an instant non-physical manifestation that we like to refer to as your vibrational warehouse. This is a place where all of the thoughts that you have ever thunk while you have been focused in physical reality, this is a place, it's a metaphor of course, but it is a place that has a very certain real aspect to it, where everything that you have ever thought about resides until you allow it to come into your physical reality. It's not there waiting for you impatiently. It's not there waiting for you wondering why you're not getting your act together. It's there because you are ordering physical reality according to the timeline that you have built for yourself. So you all generally believe that A comes before B, which comes before C, which comes before D, followed by E, F, G, H, I, J, K, like that. So you all order your lives, generally speaking, there are some delicious exceptions, but you all order your lives according to a linear approach. You start at the beginning, you go through the middle, and then you come to the end. And that makes a lot of logical sense. And in fact, some of you may be scratching your head saying, well, yes, of course, that's exactly the way it happens to me. But we want to be very clear, no, it's not happening to you. This is how you have decided to order your experience. And your experience of this timeline is very unique and different compared to anyone else's. Each of you has your own individual unique relationship to the idea of time, and each of you has adapted it for your own use. And you continuously do this. Sometimes you might have the experience where things seem to really speed up. And sometimes you might have the experience as to where you feel like things really slow down. And sometimes you have the experience where it feels like things are happening out of order. Sometimes that's bewildering, and sometimes that's quite exhilarating, depending upon your perspective. So, what we invite you to do today, as you're thinking about how to ask for what you want, is we want you to realize that you're already asking for everything that you have. You are already asking for everything that you have. As you contemplate that today, just by walking around in your reality, noticing what's going on, noticing what it is that is happening, as you think about that today, we invite you to relax into that idea. Notice if there's any tension that arises when we say that or when you think about it, and see if you can find a way to relax into it. We're not asking you to stretch. We're not asking you to do something heroic. What we're saying is, this is what is happening already. And today would be a very good day to explore that idea that you are already asking for everything that you have, and that is the reason why you have it. Everything that you are experiencing in your physical reality, all the way across the board, soup to nuts, whether you like it or not. And it's okay if you don't like it. We're not saying you should like it. That's not the point of this exercise. The point of this exercise is just to understand that you have already created all of this. Everything that you are experiencing is part of the fullness of your experience, the fullness of who you are. and it came to you because you called it. So, once again, we find ourselves quite pleased and quite honored to be connecting with each of you in all of the ways that we have done so today throughout this conversation. And we are very much looking forward to the next time that we are able to do so again. And until that very delicious and very wonderful time, we do bid you all a very fond farewell.